Welcome to I Do, I Did, I'm Done, the podcast about life's challenges and how to handle them. I'm Randy Fincher. I'm a wife, mama, and a wedding planner.
And I'm Henry Fincher, and I'm a trial lawyer.
We're married. Hey guys, on today's episode, we have our first couple guest, and we're so excited about it. It's Dr. Jim Nelson and his lovely wife, Tori Carver Nelson. And our topic of what we're going to discuss today is the age difference and having children. So, Henry, let's start asking them all the fun questions today.
Jim, Tori, thanks for coming out today and talking to us. I know we're in the same position. Jim and I are, we're not aged, we are experienced and seasoned.
There you go.
And yes, well-oiled machines. And we have these beautiful young brides to help us enjoy this stage of life. It seems to be going good. I know you guys now have two beautiful children. What are their names and ages?
So we have Georgia, and she just turned two. And Jude, and he's 3 months old.
That is
fantastic. As of yesterday.
Really? Good deal. He looks like he's filling out too. I see him. I saw a picture of him. He's grown so much since January when we had
a
birthday party. So tell us just what about your background and where did you come from that resulted in y'all being together?
Jim, I'll let you get started with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my background, of course, I'm a physician, been in this area since a long time ago, practicing family practice in OB for 20 years, and then got transitioned into cosmetic surgery thanks to my OB patients, and that's been very rewarding for us. And Tori, I always joke because people wonder what it is that brought us together, and when I met her, we went on a few dates, and she realized pretty quick that I had a lot of issues that would need to be resolved. And since she was a therapist, she decided it's probably going to take a lifetime, so we better be talking marriage. So
and all the therapy bills you save.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Hey, that's right. $200 an hour you get it all for free.
And she can't make you get off your own cab.
There you go.
So, yeah.
So it's been the best thing that's ever happened to me. Of course, I've got had a couple of bad experiences with marriages before, and I have four children from those marriages, which I love equally, and really had given up basically on finding anybody. It's kind of deep down in the recesses of my mind and hoping, but I never really actively thought it would happen. But God was good and put Tori in my life, and actually, I feel is the best thing that ever happened.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
yeah,
this is sweet.
He is sweet.
I just love it. What about you, Tori? What about your background and how you guys met? And, you know, I know we talked about it, but there's always the other side.
Yeah. So as Jim said, I'm a therapist. I got my master's in social work from MTSU.
Go Raiders, go.
I know.
I went there too.
I love it. And, you know, we had a mutual friend that was kind of responsible for how we met. I don't have as much baggage, but...
Yet.
I actually did have probably just as much baggage, but we won't go there.
So. I don't know about Jim, but I know with Randy, she married a guy that was pretty set in his ways and had things kind of the way he wanted it. And plus, we've been there, done that. You know, it's like, okay, we've lived through these things. We've seen these things. It's great, but it's not our first time. And sometimes I know for myself, it's hard to remember that Randy doesn't have the length and depth of experience with all these different things that we do. She hasn't had the joy of
because
living through teenagers.
Because Tori and I are from the Shelton of Youth.
That's so, right. That's
you know,
right. Yeah.
Forever.
Child brides.
Yes.
So
child brides.
Wonderful. So, yeah.
Yes.
I have to thank the mail order company for that. So
we're out here local mail, so it's
there
fine.
There you go. Yeah. Didn't even cost us a stamp.
But, so,
no, seriously.
That's great. How is it having children and having an age gap between you guys? I want to know if it's just like us.
I don't see a difference, honestly. I mean, I really don't. Jim helps with everything. You know, I have other friends that their spouses are, you know, our age or younger, and they're lazy.
They useless come home, is what I always useless. Tell what they're I useless. Tell Henry. They're they, useless.
They come home and maybe they worked, maybe they halfway worked. I don't know, you know, and they sit on the couch and I don't know. I just feel like Jim really appreciates our kids and he's very involved.
No, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's
so I wonderful. Don't. But I've never had children with yes. anybody else, so I don't know how that would be.
Yeah, and in my part is when my other kids were coming up, I was full-time working, going to mm-hmm. school, and I didn't get the opportunity to have as much time with them at a young age, so yep. I missed a lot of that. And so this has given me another opportunity, and I'm cherishing every moment yeah. of it. All the hours getting up and things that go along with it, losing sleep, and that's nothing new to me, but it's been a joy. I really look at it as a gift.
Do you find you have more perspective now that we've kind of, I do, we kind of have gone through it once and things, it's not so much that we didn't do a good job the first time around, but it's just different. You know a little more, you can try some things, and it's like you, when my daughter Catherine, who graduated MTSU, Go Cat, she, when she was little, I was starting my practice, I was just getting going, I was working constantly, and I wasn't there as much as I can be now. Now, it's still pretty doggone busy, and I know it's busy for right. you guys because you got all the cosmetic surgery thing going, but still, I don't know. I like you. I cherish the minutes and the time that I can take with this baby, Maggie, as she's growing, and Amelia, the stepdaughter as well, because she's at that beautiful age. She's in that 4 and 5, and you'll love it. You get through the 2s and 3s. 2s and 3s yeah. are tough. 3-nagers. Oh my God. But it's okay. They're still better than teenagers, but it's still tough.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the 4 and 5, oh my God, what a wonderful age. They're all love and they're able to take care of their basic tasks. And I don't know, but have you found that makes this much time that much more precious?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. It's just crazy because, like you've said, you've had nothing to compare right. it to, but I hear from my friends, or, oh, my husband's in his man cave and he's playing his video games, or, you know, and I'm just sitting here and I'm just like,
man cave.
You know, Henry has
a
room.
Office.
Henry has a room,
money,
you know, that he likes
on,
to go and yeah. hide in every once in a while. And
like
I've
like
I like I've said, so, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll put it to, he's like, just give me 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'll give him 30. I'll set a timer, you know, just so I can know, hey, I just wanted to check on you. That way he knows I gave him extra time, when in reality I'm like, I just want to take a hot shower and just sort of hide in there for a minute. Can you watch the kids? So it's nice to know that we can have help, because I see my other friends and I'm just, you've had the luxury of not having to experience
right.
useless moments and people, and I'm so happy for you as my friend that you haven't had to deal with that, because I have had
at least
to deal.
Not with children.
Yes, at least not with children, that's for sure. But you know, going through that with kids, you're just right. like it's so nice. And I feel like, I don't know about you, and I'm sure you feel the same way, but having an older husband, they have more patience. Oh, most yeah. of the, maybe not with us, but right. with our children they do right. So
they're still men.
The children
they're
don't know
still
any better.
Men. That's
the
right.
children don't know better.
And it doesn't help that we literally created carbon copies of our spouses, right. you know. So
well, you're welcome.
Yes,
you're
thank welcome. You for that.
Yes, good genes.
Yes, I know Georgia and Jude don't look like you at all, but you know, like I say, we're just
they
an
don't.
Incubator.
That's right. Well, I was yeah. happy to do it.
They're still they're worth it. They're worth it.
They'll pick yeah. up your good qualities too along the way. So how do you balance it all? How do you balance running the aesthetic and cosmetic surgery center, taking care of the two kids? And I know you guys have time together, but and Jim, you also, you've got like livestock and stuff, right?
Horses.
You
know,
yeah,
I'm in the
yeah,
horses, yeah.
Yeah. How do you make it all work? How do you find time? What do you do? What's your secret?
Communicate.
Yeah.
And we're not always the best at that, you know, but I can tell like when we've not been communicating well. You know, we really care about our patients and our practice, and I love it. And I feel like anybody that knows me and has been around us, they know that I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that place, literally. But being a mom and being a wife are my two biggest priorities and blessings. And we can kind of tell, like, when we need to kind of rein things in and regroup. because we start getting nitpicky at each other, and you know, and
sure, things get stressed and strained sometimes.
That's benefit from us when we are on good terms, yeah. And then if we're not, you know, people might not benefit as much.
So y'all make a point to make it work together, right?
Yeah. And like I say, I'm very blessed to also have Tori to work with, because she's been a great asset to me and has picked up on everything very well. And it's just, I couldn't imagine practicing the practice I have without her. But it is a balancing act, and it is hard sometimes. I mean, no, I'm not going to deny it. It is communication, and it's give and take, and sometimes one gives more than the other, and we just have to try to balance it out. But the love is there and so strong, I think, that it actually is fairly easy. I mean, we kind of can recognize each other when, hey, you probably need a little break. Let me go out and rope the dummy a little bit. I'll be back in 20 minutes. And,
I understand.
And it's... It is tough. It's a day-to-day thing. But to make anything work that is worthwhile, I think, is work.
I'm a big talker. I'm sure. Like, I just want to communicate all the things out, so.
Yeah, I think, Henry, today we had a conversation, and I called and I was like, yeah, and I was telling him about this and telling him about what was bothering me. He goes, uh-huh, yeah, okay. And I said, huh, you're not really listening to me. He goes, yeah, uh-huh. And I said, okay, bye, but
busted, yeah.
And then he just clicked by, and I was. Then he called me back, and I was like, "He's like, sorry, yeah. what were you saying?" And yeah, I love you too. And I'm like,
at least he called you back.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, because she kept talking after she said bye, but I'd already hit the button. I was like, "Oh shit, I really done it now." So I called her back.
But it's just crazy, and I feel like
she's thorough when she explains things. So I can't.
It's a Leo. Tori's a Leo too.
Yeah,
but I just think it's
we're passionate.
Yeah, we are. We're very passionate people.
So sometimes you benefit from that, and sometimes you think you're not benefiting, but you've got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah, just roll with it. It could be worse, but it's what is it they say? Ask what time it is and they tell you how to build a clock. So that does happen.
What would you say for you two? What is your most favorite thing about the age gap between the two of you, and then what's your least favorite thing? We'll start with the most favorite thing.
I think I know what it is. I'm probably blushing too.
I like
you can say it. This is explicit rated. So.
I mean, I like the maturity.
What about the least favorite thing for you?
The maturity. No. I do feel like sometimes Jim's pretty set in his ways.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. He said, yep.
You know?
Guilty.
I mean, I think maybe we all are to a certain degree. I think maybe it takes you a little bit longer to come around.
It does. Yeah. It does. And she's very blessed to have this capability. If she does get upset, it lasts about seconds.
Oh, that's
Whereas
good.
Whereas if I'm upset about something, I have to brew on it for a while and sort it out of my mind and sometimes even walk away. And I wish I could be more like her in that respect.
So sweet.
As far as the downside.
I spent 8 years in school learning how to do that. Okay.
Teach me your ways.
Yeah.
I think the downside is just realizing that with the age difference, according to statistics, that I'm not going to have as much time to enjoy what I'm doing. And that's very saddening to me when I think about it. But it also motivates me to try to take and make the most out of every day.
Yeah.
That's
because
so
really, none of us know how much. It doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, things happen all the time to young people that you wouldn't expect. And so age isn't really a factor in my mind as much as, you know, I mean, chances are something is I will be the one to go first and I'm going to miss out on all the stuff I'm enjoying. But I try not to dwell on it too much.
Just eat it up right now.
I don't like to get, depressed about it. But I realize that, things could happen at any time, at any moment, in all of us, no matter how old we are.
That was
to enjoy
that was,
it.
Yeah. That was deep. I thought you were going to say it's their generation's crappy music. I can't believe the stuff we had to listen to. Oh my God, it's Nelly and all
that.
I like a lot of older stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a jukebox. Like, yes. I like the road. What is Willie's Roadhouse?
Yeah, I like that.
That's on my top on my Sirius XM. Country, but I mean, don't get me wrong. Pitbull radios are upside it.
I said your generation's music. I didn't say your taste in music, but it does extend to that.
My music is kind of bipolar. It's all over the place.
Yes, it probably would need your therapy sessions. Mine would as well.
The 80s were bad enough, but golly, what came after? Y'all, please.
I don't like early 90s. I need more like early 2000s, you know? Yeah. Like, I like that. I really like that. Or like it too. Or Elvis or Dolly, you know?
Right.
But like, I mean, don't get me
wrong.
You're
not talking about what you play when you get a little buzz on.
When I get a little buzzed, I mean, you're either going to get Shakira, Nelly, or you're going to get Pretty Ricky. The music that I have is like.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
Hoochie Mama music.
You know, the little dance party that Georgia and I were having last week. Mm-hmm. And you're like, God, just. Quit. Don't let her listen to
Turn
this.
This
off. Is terrible.
Oh, like, yeah.
Don't be teaching her this stuff. It's bad.
It's that music. With the foul language in it. Yes. Well, if you listen to the edited version, I just season her.
Just season her right now.
Well, she might need it with this world we live in.
Well, it's funny, for Maggie with music
and with Millie, we have, you know, Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce. They have that song together, and when they go, and my. Maggie now knows how to say that, and she'll say it when it comes on, and then she'll just start dancing,
and then
Millie will start dancing, and they love it. And Henry's like, "Can you stop?" I'm like, "No, they have to learn this music." He says, "This is not music. This is trash."
if it's club music, I couldn't handle a club; it'd be too dirty.
Yeah, I couldn't see
my kitchen being a club. So, but anyway, well, good. Yeah, you got deep there. It really is something though to think, and it makes it that much more precious that. You know, how much longer do we have, and we better enjoy it. Now there are a lot of people that I have either heard have said, or they've told me they've thought it. And it's like, why are you doing this? You're too old to be having children. You're too old to be starting again. Why would you want to do that? Why are you doing that? And I've had them accuse me of being unfair to the kids because we go early, and unfair to the wife because we're going to go earlier than them. And I'm like, I'm not dead yet. And I'm like, I'm living my life.
No, you're not. Remember, you have super sperm.
That's it. I do. Prove the test. The test proved it. And I'm like, you know, I'm here. You know, if you want to die now, you can. If you want to stop, if you're done, dude, live your life, or lady, do whatever you want to do. But, hey, I don't care what you think. This is what I'm doing. And you know what? I'm not too old. I've got a pretty little one-year-old baby at the house that thinks I hung the moon and loves her mama and loves her daddy, and I'm going to do all I can for her the same way that I love my older daughter, and I'm going to try to enjoy this stage of life too. And I think this is the best way to go about it, with somebody I love and somebody who I connected with and somebody who gets me, who understands me, who cares for me. Because a lot of these people on the outside, I don't think they don't get it. They think that it's some weird, just purely physical attraction, which there's obviously physical attraction there. But they think that's, I don't know, it's like they're too dumb to realize that there's more to it than that, that it's a real relationship, and that you don't have to be born within 3 years of each other to connect and to get along. Yeah, we have different music, but on the things that matter, we connect 100%. And I think you, from what everything I've seen and heard, you and Tori do the same. Am I right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, and I love the fact that you guys work together, because like you're a power couple. Like, I see the work that you guys do and what you've done and the women that you've done. And like, I know a few of the women that you've done their surgeries, and they're more confident, and they're like, yeah. And Tori talked to me and she helped me through this process. And Dr. Nelson, he's made me look like, you know, a MILF, and I look like a hot mama now, you know, and I love that, how your practice has changed, because you've dealt with the mamas and the bodies and the dealings with babies, and now their bodies have changed and they don't like the way that they look, or they sometimes like they can't fix the way that they look, right. you know, right. by just working out. And you can give women their self-confidence back, and knowing that you guys can do that together for our community, I think is great.
So. It's so rewarding. I mean, it really is. I miss delivering babies. That was rewarding to me too, but there was a lot of stress. This, even though the stress is there, it's not as much, but the rewards are just seeing the self-esteem come back.
Yeah, you're giving them happiness.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they see themselves and they're like, I look great. And you're like, yeah, you do. High five, you know. and you can do that. That's a gift, brother.
Well, it's not me. Yeah. I just show up. God does the rest. Okay. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Just the vessel.
So, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, I feel very honored and blessed to be able to do this.
Well, I think Jim's a better person than I am. He's so spiritual. And I mean, I am too. Don't get me wrong, but he really focuses on that every day. And
I think that's great.
And I do admire that. Kind of piggybacking off what you said, though, I don't mean to backtrack, but the worst part about the age difference.
Yeah.
I think I kind of changed my answer. When you're talking about, you know, a lot of people think it's a physical attraction, like they don't see, or they just have assumptions, you know?
Yeah.
I think the worst part for me, and like we kind of hid our relationship for a long time, was probably the assumption that people thought I would be with him for money or whatever. And I don't need his money and I don't want it. And that's not what it's about. You know, mm-hmm. I did connect with him more. And I don't think that anybody that really knows me and that has known me for a while, they're not surprised.
No.
You know, I've always preferred.
Yeah. I've known you since high school. Yeah. And I just... all got together, I was like, they're going to get married. And then that year, you did. Yeah. You know, I knew it.
Yeah.
Like you said, people with me, they're like, oh my gosh, you're a gold digger, or, you know, you're this or you're that. And I'm like, you know what? I want somebody who's sure of themselves, who knows what they want, who's well established, who has gone through the bullshit. They don't want to have to feel like they've got to prove themselves.
And they respect you as an individual.
Exactly. They respect you, and they can carry on a conversation without looking at their phone.
Right.
And they don't play video games all the time, or not at all. Or maybe they read for fun, or, you know, they study what they're doing. I know I've called you several times. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And you're like, oh, well, he's studying this case and, you know, we're doing this or we're doing that. Same thing with Henry. He's, you know, studying up on what he's got to do. But it's just, you can't teach people how to be driven. And I think that's that with the age difference thing is nice, because I don't have to parent my husband.
Right.
You know, he just can be a grown up all by himself. Right. And that's really nice. Yeah. So
did it for 50 years. I'll be all right. You know, I can wing
it's
it.
It's a partnership. So,
yeah. Exactly.
You know, yeah.
What would you say for you all? What's the best advice that you would give people, or give your younger self when you all first started out in your marriage? We can end on that. What do you all think's the best advice that you could give people who have an age gap relationship, or maybe people who don't? What's just the best marriage advice you could give?
I mean, I just kind of think just not really worrying about what everybody else is thinking or saying or doing outside. Most of those people are very unhappy, and they're going to be talking about you because of some sort of jealousy. And just letting people take up space in our relationship that really their opinion doesn't matter and shouldn't matter. That's just kind of, you know, not prioritizing us. And I do think we're guilty of that sometimes, because we do care about what other people think sometimes, or, you know, just letting things get in the way.
Now, we have a phrase here that sums up the way we feel about people that want to share unsolicited negative opinions.
This is
opinions.
A bad word coming up. Yeah. We're so sorry.
Hunker down. If you're frail and listening, put your fingers in your ears. And that phrase is fuck them and feed them fish heads.
Yeah.
They don't live in our house.
Right.
You know, they don't, if they don't like it, they can lump it. It's none of their concern. And it works for us, and people need to accept that or go their own way. And it works really good, because, you know, it's easy when you live in a town the size of the places we live. You know, you hear people talk and you say, well, that was, you know, and I thought that was somebody, you know, that was somebody that I used to like, you know, somebody that I thought liked me. That was somebody who seemed reasonable. And then, but if you're giving them space in your head, man, they're winning. All they're doing is just putting their sadness, like you said, their rage or sadness or dissatisfaction or unhappiness onto us. Fuck them, man. It's like a water off a duck's back. Be done with it. Who cares what they think? Somebody say, well, it's easier said than done. Yeah, but the more you say it, the closer you are to it being done, because it becomes a way of life. At least it has for me, maybe even too much. You know, I try to do what's right and do what I think I could look at my daddy in the eye and tell him I did, and it be okay. And if somebody else doesn't like it, guess what? Fill in the blanks. Blank them and feed them blank, you know, because that's what matters. Now, anyway, I hijacked your good advice.
No.
Jim, what's your good advice?
I feel like we got married for the right reasons, and I'm content with that, and I feel comfortable with in God's eyes too, so I don't pay attention. You know, if I do hear a remark or something, I just don't think about it. I don't quite get as...
You know, luckily, we don't hear a lot of it. Yeah. They may say it.
Yeah. It's usually somebody else. Did you hear what so-and-so said about you? What? You know, so like, tailbearers, they're almost as bad.
Yeah, we had somebody come in the office, and I mean, she ate me up to my face. You know, she was telling me how beautiful I was and how nice I was, and I felt like I, just like everybody, like we treat everybody the same. I do not care who you are. I am just so thankful to...
You even walked in.
Yeah, to have the opportunity to help you and to talk with you. And you share some of your, you know, your struggles with me. Some of these women are coming out of terrible marriages from men who've just made them feel like shit. And I have been in a relationship like that. And I just love the fact that you're strong enough that you got out and now you're doing stuff for yourself or whatever. You know, some people come in with super supportive husbands, whatever. And then this lady, you know, she didn't know this, but it always kind of comes back around, you know. And she had been out, and one of my good friends, who was in our office a couple weeks later, had just so happened to be getting her nails done across from this lady. Yeah. And heard her talking about me and how I married Dr. Nelson for money, and you remember this situation. I said Jim's nicer than me, and he is. Like, he is just a kind-hearted
person. We have to be mean to keep them in line, you know?
He has a temper sometimes, but as a whole, he's just a good, solid person, you know? And I am just not as good. I mean, just simply put, I think I have good morals.
You may just be more over the bullshit than you are.
But I rarely do things like this, but I just called her. And I confronted her.
There you go.
And he said, are you sure you want to do that? I said, yes, I am. Because I'm not going to be fake. I'm not going to pretend. And it's not okay for her to say things like that. That's
dish
not the dirt.
True. Tell it. What happened? Come on. Well, I've got my popcorn going here.
I mean.
So, yeah. Come on.
She said, of course, she said, Miss Tori, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, oh, okay, well, that's fine, you know. I said, I don't think I'm mistaken, and I know I wasn't. Yeah. I mean, it's just clear as day.
She'll think for she does it again.
I had asked her, you know, several leading questions before I come right out and told her what I already knew. And she'd already, you know, kind of like said, yeah, I was there that, yeah, I know this person. And I was like, okay, yeah. And so, you know, maybe we lost, you know, one person out of several thousand, but I think... For the most part, you know, people that are in and out of our office know that I work just as hard for them, even physically. I mean, obviously, I can't do the surgery. Yeah. You know, I maybe could YouTube it, but I doubt it.
I'd say not.
Yeah. No, I doubt. I'm joking. But I put a lot of time and effort and energy into them. I care about them. And so I felt very passionate that this was how we needed to handle the situation.
Well, I think with you all working together with, you know, Dr. Nelson's background and with you being a therapist, like, I mean, going through like a surgery, it is a therapy session because you're altering and changing your body in a way that you want to look and the way you want to feel. And when you get a surgery done, you know, it's something that gives you a boost of confidence and you're seeing a whole new person. And then that's a whole mental mind game change as well. And I think it's great that you all can do that together. So, yeah.
Well, I'll set the record straight that if there's anybody still questioning why we got married and they think it's money, they can look at my bank account anytime and they'll be rest assured that we'll realize it wasn't for the money.
He's the spender.
It wasn't for the money.
There's always offices.
Well, he already said he had horses. So.
And
And I think that, you know, both of us are blessed that we happen to have two very, very good looking women that we've come across and had the opportunity to meet and to marry. But that wasn't my main attraction for her either. I mean, actually, it was what's inside that brain.
Oh, that is this.
Oh.
Yeah,
that got me.
We're Leo, so we love that. You love words of affirmation.
For some other reason. But you said that's what got you.
Yeah, that's what got me. And then the others would keep me. But no, I'm just teasing. No, the brain is what got me.
No, you're not.
Honest to God's true. The others are just a benefit. It's absolutely. Absolute benefit.
Amen.
It was the brain and her motivation and her intelligence, and that's what got me.
Oh.
I mean, if she'd have looked terrible, it wouldn't have mattered because I was attracted to what I knew was in her
because
mind.
Because he did say, and he's the first person that's ever told me this, and obviously I kind of liked it a little bit, but he did say, I really didn't realize you're as young as you are. You kind of look like you're almost 40, and I didn't know how to take that. Like...
That's just because you're so smart. And that good Merle Norman that, you know, your total finish. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Creature of habit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and that's really young to us. You got to remember that. So 40's a fond memory from long ago for us.
But that was you know, 6 or 7 years ago now. So
and here we are.
I know.
I told Henry the other day, I said, you never thought that us starting dating would end up with talking about who's going to go get the burp cloth and who's going to change the poopy diaper. But here we are.
Yeah.
And now we gladly do it. Well, thank you guys for being on our on the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
And tell us where we can find your business and phone number and all the good things.
So our business is in Livingston, 508 North Church Street underneath Dr. L.G. Puckett. And... you know, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, and we have a website, nelsonaesthetics.com.
Yeah. And what's the phone number? So if people want to call?
Yeah, it's 931-498-4880.
Wonderful. That way, if anybody needs to get right and tight for the summer, they know who to call.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming, and thank you all for listening. Hey, it's been another good day. We're glad to have you here, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you liked it, please go. Give us 5 stars, rate it high, brag on us, say good things. If you didn't like it, shh, don't tell nobody nothing.